Hello, hello, and to Jesus be the glory and the honor. I'm going to have a great time with you today. I am going to have a great time with you, teaching on the names of God. You know, there's an old song, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyona Adonai. Hallelujah. Age to age is still the same, by the power of the name, El Shaddai. I'm teaching today on El Shaddai. I'm really excited about this teaching. The names of God reveal who the Lord is. And so today I'm going to continue with the names of God. But first, let's pray. Wonderful Lord, I thank you for what you are about to show us. I pray your people will be blessed, enriched, and strengthened in the Holy Spirit. And God's people said, amen and amen. All right, now, well, first, thank you for being my partner and my wonderful friend and family. I'm really grateful to the Lord for you. And thank you for your love and your generosity and the wonderful comments you sent me in the emails. I'm just so grateful to the Lord for you. Really, I am. And I pray the Lord will reward you over and over and over. Now, let's begin with the teaching. Remember, Genesis 1:1 introduces us to Elohim. The name Elohim, which is the first name of God, and by the way, there are 12 names of the Lord. And I'm going to send you, by the way, the 12 names as my gift to you in July. I'll tell you how you can get that when I'm done today. So, Elohim represents God, Creator. And that name Elohim is always connected to creation, authority, majesty, power, creativity. I shared all that on Monday. And it's connected to the angels. The angels know God as Elohim. The word Elohim, as you all know, is plural. So it really, the translation is God's, plural. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is what that word produces and introduces. Creation, created by Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And that word gives us the meaning of God, Trinity. Now, the second name we looked at is Jehovah, introduced to us in Genesis 2, verse 4, when God created man. Amazingly, the name Elohim is found in the chapter in Genesis, chapter 1, I should say. In Genesis 2, when it comes to Adam, we see the name Jehovah. Because the Jehovah is the name of covenant, relationship, intimacy, love, union, communion. When Satan came to tempt Eve, in Genesis 3, he did not say, did Jehovah say? He said, did Elohim say? Because he did not know God as Jehovah. He could not know God as Jehovah because no angel knows God as Jehovah. Only the church knows him as Jehovah. In her response, she showed that she already had denied God in her heart because God introduced himself to Adam. And at that time, her name was Adam too, by the way. Genesis 5:2, he called them Adam. It was Adam who gave his wife the name Eve or Hava, the mother of all living. So she knew God as Jehovah. She did not know him as Elohim. But when she responded and said, well, Elohim said, there we see she denied him already in her heart. The name Jehovah is the name that reveals all other names. Out of that name, we have Adonai, El Shaddai, and so much more. And today, yes, I'm teaching on El Shaddai and the other names of God. But let's look at the third name of God. The third name of God is found in Genesis 15. And please notice how one name follows the other name. In other words, you know, we first met God as Elohim, the Creator. We, even though before we knew him, we knew there's a God in glory who created all the beauty around us. Then as we are saved and born again, we meet God as Jehovah. He becomes our wonderful Heavenly Father. Third, Genesis 15:2, and Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. Here he called him Adonai. Adonai means master, owner. So here we see lordship, meaning complete possession. Also complete obedience. So the minute you and I are born again, when we meet Jehovah, now he becomes our Lord. Jesus becomes our Lord because he is Jehovah. And as our Lord, we say to him, Lord, I completely give you my life. I give you all I am. I give you all I have. And I obey you completely. Because how can we call him Lord, Lord, and not obey him? That's what the Bible says. In that name, there's something else. In that name, because we are purchased and redeemed in Adonai, it means that no evil power can touch us. Because now we belong to the Lord. He is our owner. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He is our owner. He is our master. No foreign power can touch us because he is our Adonai. The word Adonai, by the way, is plural, just like the word Elohim is plural. So, amazing. When I say Adonai, I'm saying Father, Son, Holy Spirit. In Hebrew, if I say Adon, it means one person, Lord. If I say Adoni, my Lord. If I say Adonai, Lord's. Yet it's used for God's name, and that's what Abraham called the Lord. Adonai, Lord's. He was speaking to the Trinity, frankly, when he said Adonai. Now, the next name we see is El Shaddai. And El Shaddai follows Adonai. It's introduced to us in Genesis 17, verse 1 and verse 2. When Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to him, Jehovah appeared to him, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Notice how this name, Almighty God, or El Shaddai, deals with fruitfulness and multiplication exceedingly. So that amazing name, I've got to say something here very slowly and carefully. That amazing name not only speaks of might, not only speaks of nourishment, not only speaks of supply and satisfaction, and it means all that, but it's the only time God introduces himself as a mother, because it also means the breasty one. Amazing, isn't it? Like the mother who nourishes her children. That to me is amazing. That God introduces himself in that name as a mother who nourishes her children in El Shaddai. It's amazing. In Isaiah 53, what it says, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. That word arm in Isaiah is also the arm of a mother. So there's many words in Hebrew that are feminine, like the word ruach or spirit is a feminine word, or the earth is a feminine word. Haaretz is feminine. That's why I think we call earth Mother Earth, you know? So it's amazing how God introduces himself to us in El Shaddai as a nourishing mother. Hallelujah. I think that's awesome. So, all sufficient one, all bountiful one. In Genesis 49, we see something really beautiful about that name. Let's go to it together. And this is where Jacob is speaking. And this is verse 24, right through 25. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the son of Israel. And he's talking about Joseph here. And then he says, even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with the blessings of heaven from above, blessings of the deep that lies under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. He talks about El Shaddai. That's glorious here. So in El, it says, even by the God, El, of thy father will help thee. So in El, he helps us. In Shaddai, he blesses us. So people who know God only as Elohim, God will help them, even unbelievers. But those who know him as Jehovah, Adonai, as Lord, and then Shaddai, he will bless them. Isn't that amazing? So Jacob says to Joseph, he says, but his bow abode in strength, meaning Joseph did not vanish, did not fall apart, did not die. And the arms of his hands were made strong, that God made him strong. Who? By the God of Jacob, Elohim. From thence is the shepherd, the son of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, Elohim, who will help you. And Shaddai, the Almighty, will bless you with blessings from heaven, blessings from the deep, blessings of the breast and of the womb, like a mother. Now, please notice how these names follow one another. First, we know him as Elohim, the Creator. Then as Heavenly Father, Jehovah. Then as Adonai, my Lord, my owner, my master. And then my nourisher, who supplies all my need. And then we come to an amazing name, and that is in Genesis chapter 22. This is glorious. In Genesis 22, we have the story of Abraham going to offer Isaac, if you remember. And so we begin in verse 2, where God says to him, take your son, your only son Isaac, to a land called Moriah. Offer him there for an offering. Abraham rose up early in the morning, took his son with him. On the third day, Abraham lifts up his eyes and sees Moriah. And there's a reason why it's the third day. And I'll talk about that some other time, but it's really powerful. And Abraham said to the young man with him, he said, you stay here. The lad and I, or Isaac and I, will go. And we will return. Knowing he knew God would raise him from the dead if need be. Now Abraham took the wood, verse 6, lays it on Isaac. That's the cross. Symbolically, prophetically, the Lord is revealed here. And he took the fire in his hand, a knife, and they went both together. Now Isaac looks and says, my father, I see the wood, I see the fire, where is the offering? God will provide himself a lamb, he said. They come to the place, he builds an altar, he binds Isaac. And this is amazing to me too, because Isaac at that time was 30 years old. He could have very easily said, no, Dad, I'm not going to do this. But even Isaac himself knew that God, if need be, would raise him from the dead, and had faith in God. Hallelujah. And now Abraham stretched forth his hand, just about to slay his son, when God spoke through the angel and said, Abraham, I know now. Wow, what a moment that was. You've held your son, your only son. Wow. You've given me, you did not withhold your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifts up his eyes and sees a ram. And then he gives the Lord the name. Verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh means Jehovah shall be seen. Jehovah shall be seen. Not only provider, which it does mean that too. Jehovah shall be seen. And that's what Jesus said in John 8. He said, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. When did he see that day? On that glorious moment when God revealed to him Jesus on the cross. And so in John 8:56, we read those amazing words from the Lord. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Now, the minute we see the Lord, and please notice that amazing order, okay? Elohim, Jehovah, Adonai, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. Now we see the Lord, and now healing comes our way. Because the next amazing revelation is found in Exodus. You know, I've always said, when Jesus becomes more real than disease, people will be healed. When they see the Lord rather than seeing their own disease. When the Lord becomes more real than bondage, it'll break. That bondage will be gone. When Jesus becomes more real than the troubles of life, the troubles of life will also vanish. And so in Exodus 15, what a beautiful promise God gives Israel. They come to a place called Marah. They complain, the waters are bitter. And now Moses cries to the Lord in verse 25, and God shows him the cross, a tree. And he says, when you cast that tree in the water, meaning upon the people, there'll be healing. And then he made this amazing statement and great promise. Verse 26, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, will do that which is right in his sight, will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha or Rophe. This amazing name, the first name given to the nation of Israel, because all the other names were given to individuals, as you know. This is the first time Israel hears the name of God, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. Even though when Moses came into the land, he said, I am has sent me. They did not have the revelation yet. But God now introduces himself amazingly as a healer to the whole nation of Israel after they crossed the Red Sea. And this confirms Psalm 103. He forgives all your iniquities. Hallelujah. He heals all your diseases. He is your Jehovah Rapha. And I want to add one more time. Notice the order. The minute people see the Lord in Jireh, in year A, Jehovah Jireh, the minute he becomes real in their life, through the cross, he becomes real to us. We cannot see the Lord Jesus without looking at the cross. It's impossible. Because through the cross, he reveals himself and his heart to us. That's why Paul said, I will glory in the cross. The cross is a revelation of the Lord himself and his love. Think about not only his power, but his love. When Jesus died on the cross and took upon him our sin, that's love. And then he rose from the dead. Power, but that power also was displayed on the cross when he defeated the powers of hell. He spoiled principalities and powers, destroyed the power of sin. It's the cross that reveals who he is in our life. And once you see the Lord through the cross and the work of the cross, then you'll be healed. So seeing the Lord without the cross will not happen. Only through the cross we can see him. And that's why Abraham saw him. Now one more, by the way, I'm going to give you one more name before I continue. I have a few more minutes. The next name is Jehovah, my victory, Jehovah Nissi. And you know, it goes back again, and this is Exodus 17. It goes back again to seeing the Lord through the work of Calvary. Because when you see the Lord, then victory will come to your life. There'll be no more bondage. So we see this war with Amalek in Exodus 17, beginning at verse 8, right through verse 15. And Moses is told, you know, choose men and go fight Amalek. Joshua goes and fights with Amalek, and Moses lifts up the rod, and then there's victory, and his arms get weak, and the rod, you know, he's not able to hold it, and there's defeat, and then, you know, Aaron and Ur come help him. All day he's up on that mountain holding that rod up, and victory comes, and he calls the name of the Lord. In verse 15, he said, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, my victory, my banner. And in those days, a banner wasn't just a flag. A banner was actually an object, like a clear object, like brass or another kind of metal, where the sun would hit it and then it would shine. That's what it means, banner. And through that banner, God shines and defeats the enemy. I'm going to continue tomorrow because there's so much to talk about. But I want to say something here really amazing. Really amazing. The war was against Amalek. God told Saul later to destroy all the Amalekites. And he disobeyed. He kept Agag. According to scripture and history, Agag is the father of Haman in the book of Esther. Haman came from Agag. Isn't that amazing? God was trying to rescue Israel by telling Saul to destroy the Amalekites. But guess who came through Agag and Haman? Jewish scientists discovered, to their amazement and a lot of people's amazement who know about it, Khomeini of Iran came from Haman. Did you hear that, Chad? The present Iranian regime goes back to Haman, who wanted to destroy the Jews, who goes back to Agag, that Saul did not destroy, who goes back to the Amalekites. The Amalekites are the fathers, historically and biblically speaking, of today's regime. That to me is shocking. So Moses was fighting the Amalekites, and because of Saul's disobedience, they are still fighting the Amalekites. That should be an amazing lesson for all of us to know why God asks of us to do things sometimes we don't really understand. Lord, reveal your word to everyone listening. Reveal your name to everyone listening. Reveal your heart and nature to everyone listening. And I pray you'll bless them. I pray you'll anoint them. I pray you'll use them for your honor and glory. And let them see you, Lord, in all your beauty. in Jesus' wonderful name. And God's people said amen and amen. Tomorrow I'm going to continue with the name Mikadesh, my sanctifier, into Shalom. Ooh, you love that. My peace, into Tzidkenu, my righteousness, into Ro'i, my shepherd, and Shama, the presence. I want to send you all those names as my gift for July. But you need to ask now for the gift for June is, and we're still offering it, the names between Adam and Noah. Their meaning in Genesis 5, reveal the cross and the work of Calvary. It will amaze you. I want to send you that list. Also, all the names of the sons of Jacob, and when you look at their meaning, it's your walk with God that is there. Amazing. That's my gift to you. And all you have to do, send me an email, PastorBennyBennyHinn.org, and I'll send you that list of Genesis 5 and the sons of Jacob. And then in July, you will get these names, the names of God. And now it's time to give to the Lord's work. The Lord wants to bless you financially. He wants to bless you way more than you're even willing to receive it. See? And God wants to protect your future from harm, financial harm. And the only way is through obedience. If they obey and serve Him, Job 36:11 says, they'll spend their days in prosperity and years in pleasure. It's tough sometimes to give God finances, especially when God speaks about large amounts. You know, it really hurts. But like I've said always, if it doesn't hurt, it doesn't work. But that's how we prove our love to Him. Once we have given the Lord our hearts, it's easy to give Him our money. Anyone who cannot give God his money has never given Him his heart. But we have to be honest. Sometimes even though we have given Him our hearts, it's obeying the Lord in money. It takes faith. It's an act of faith on our part. Or where we say, Lord, I'm going to step out in faith because I love You. I'm going to step out in faith because You have given me Your Son as my Savior. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered them up for us all, how shall He not with Him give us all things freely? If God will give us Jesus, then we ought to give Him everything, right? Our life, our future, our family, and our money. And when we sow seed in His work, it returns with plenty, blessings, abundance. If you are having right now, if you're facing a challenge financially, I want to pray that God will meet it. And if you need that financial breakthrough quickly, let's agree right now. The Lord has done it for me. He'll do it for you. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, those that need that financial breakthrough right away, Lord, meet that need even if it's in the next few hours. Let it happen miraculously for Your glory and honor. As they sow that seed, open the windows of heaven and let the miracle come quickly. You've done it for me, Lord, many times. Do it for Your people in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God is always on time. All right, now you can go ahead and sow your seed on the platform you're watching us on, you're watching me on. Or simply just go to BennyHinn.org, or you can text BHM 45777. Much love to you. Don't miss tomorrow. As we conclude the whole teaching, and then healing services on Friday. And many of you need to be on Zoom, because now we're going to have also Zoom on Friday plus all the other platforms. Love you. Bye-bye.